Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two!
Filthy!
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
And there's two of us.
And we're Jews.
We're Jews.
I almost said Jews when you said filthy.
Filthy. Two filthy Jews.
You sound like such an old Jewish grandma.
Listen. Let me tell you something right now. Am I from New York? Yes. Am I old? No. A woman never tells her age. So I'm a young Jewish grandmother.
She's young. She's thriving. We're alive. By the way, welcome you guys. If you have not already, please leave us a rating and a review wherever you listen to this. Ideally, if it's on the podcast app, 5 stars. Come on, give us 5 stars. I'm not gonna tell you what to do. Hope you like it. Hope if you are still listening, you want to give us 5 stars. I hope you're not hate listening.
By the time you're listening to this, Jess is on the road, you guys. She's doing shows. This will probably come out in time for the 28th and
29th. 29th and 30th. 29th
and 30th.
About my shows. You guys, I'm gonna be in Philadelphia on the 29th. And Raleigh at Good Nights in Raleigh on the 30th of September. We are recording that show. We're filming it so I can have clips to go along with my album, which you should pre-order, Horny for Death. It's available for pre-order now on Apple Music and Amazon. And just find the link in my bio at JMS Comedy on Instagram or jmscomedy.com. Pre-order it. So hopefully I chart. Hopefully people see it.
That's really cool that the company is also recording for clips.
Yeah, it's great. Well, originally, they were recording for clips anyways, but we booked it at the beginning of June, mm-hmm. and the shows were beginning of June or July. Uh-huh. I don't know. It was like 2 weeks out, and the shows were like the 15th and the 16th. It was one night only. Mm-hmm. So they booked those, and then I was like, yeah, I'll do it, but like, I'm not putting it out if I don't like it. Yeah. They're like, that's fine. They're like, we'll also book you at these other clubs, and if you want to re-record, we can record at those.
Yeah.
Because I was on the road nonstop with Melissa doing 20-minute mm-hmm. sets. And I was like, the first recording I had was the first time I did the hour since before lockdown.
Yeah.
We did not use the first recording.
But the second recording you did. And now you're going to record.
Hi-ya!
Now you're going to record more.
I'm going to do the same set and get video and just put it out. Yeah. As like, it'll just be social media content, really. Nice. But yeah, there's
I kind of want to buy like nice cameras or a nice camera.
Yeah.
To do video content. Because it's like, I see it when it's done well and I'm like, oh, that's good.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't ever do it. We have a nice little camera for our podcast where you can see us streamed live. If you're a Patreon, patron. Words are hard. Patreon.com/2filthynerds. Sun's going down, big guy. I'm turning into the Hulk.
All right, let's get into it.
We are talking about, holy shit, it's fucking... It's time.
Finally. I've been waiting for this for a while. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man! Had you seen this yet?
No.
I had not seen any of this guy's Spider-Mans.
Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man.
What a little cutie. By the way, we got a glimpse of him at the end of the last movie. Not Guardians, but before that. With the Battle of New York.
Watching him in that movie, I was like, oh, you are so phenomenal. What a fun character. What a great sense of humor. It's just so playful, like such a great vibe.
I thought he really nailed the Spider-Man character. Mm-hmm. I liked his personality. You see that kind of, I mean, as we talked about with Danny Jollis in our Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, he got into actors making choices. I liked Tom's choices.
Makes really great choices.
He really does. He does. Yeah. I was excited. I would say the only full franchise I've seen of Spider-Man was the Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Which I loved. I still think he did a great job. But this is just bigger and better. And now we're seeing it mixed in with the Marvel Universe. I will never understand the choice to go hot Aunt May other than for a couple of quips by Iron Man. Because Aunt May is an old woman.
I absolutely love Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, but it's like, how can you?
I mean, she is just goddamn incredible.
I mean, she's great in everything she does.
I love that this movie jumps right into it.
Oh, yeah.
We get a little, we touch on some backstory right after the Battle of New York. We find out that a contractor was hired to do cleanup. And then the contractor was ousted because Tony Stark was like, well, I'm going to clean it up. And it was like, well, you made the mess. That's kind of a conflict of interest. It seems pretty unfair that you get to benefit from the mess you made, but whatever.
Yeah. And so the contract company, it's this guy, Adrian Toomes, not fucking happy. You just fucked us out of work.
And one of the guys on his team grabs a little piece of alien machinery.
Yeah. He's like, grab any technology you fucking see. Fuck these people.
And packet it.
And they're going to use that for some bad shit. It's like picking up where we left off and then also setting up where the fuck we're going.
And then cut forward 8 years. 8 years since the Battle of New York. That was a fucking huge jump. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, because that happened. The Battle of New York, Peter Parker wasn't out. We saw Peter Parker at the end of Captain America, which was that far.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It's crazy how much time we're covering in this.
I know. And it's also, well, it's so funny because we're watching them back to back.
Yeah.
But they had to like kind of justify it even making the movies because it's like that much time literally had passed.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? And they wanted to seem present day.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy.
They're like, we can't wait 8 years. We've got money to make.
But then also going present day makes me wonder, are new Marvel movies going to acknowledge COVID? Is that just going to be like,
oh, interesting.
Are there going to be masks? Is that ever going to be mentioned? Or are they just go like, it's alternate universe 2020 where we didn't have a pandemic and people didn't lose their minds.
Yeah, I really wonder how the pandemic will play out in, because it's the sort of thing where it like takes all the oxygen out of a room.
Yeah,
so like, I'm curious to see how that'll look in any artistic, you know, creation depicting this time.
Yeah, I'm
like, nobody wants to watch a movie where every single conversation at some point talks about COVID because that's the way it is now.
Yeah, it's depressing. You want an escape. That's what we go to the theater for. And that's where we go to the non-theater.
Are we all just going to lightly address
that huge thing? But I mean, like, yeah, they eventually do it with everything, don't they? They'll just make a weird.
Yeah, I wonder how it's going to look.
Hopefully I'll be dead. Anyway, so 8 years in the future.
Peter Parker is not a part of the Avengers, but he is, quote, in the Stark internship. He has a Stark internship.
Yeah, he's Tony Stark's like, you're not really ready to be a full Avenger. Mm-hmm. So you can just like say you're an intern. He's kind of creating this relationship of like, we're going to like stay in communication. I'll be in touch.
This is an interesting thing that I found online. So one of the reasons why Peter Parker, so if you watch this with us on our Patreon, you can be part of a crew of people. We all get together and watch it. One of the ways we've watched all of these Marvel movies is on Disney Plus.
Mm.
But this one was not on Disney Plus because it's owned by Sony Pictures. So it is this Spider-Man is within the Marvel franchise is owned by Sony. So
is that still a thing or have they
that is
out?
Why Spider-Man may never be part of Marvel again.
Like they may just go like, fuck it.
Yeah, because I thought they bought them out. I don't know. But there's like whole drama to it. I don't fully understand. But there's an ownership disagreement.
I remember it being a whole big deal that it was even in the franchise because Spider-Man had been owned by someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought Universal.
Yeah. I didn't fully understand it, but I was like, all right, well, that's a bummer because I fucking love Spider-Man. But here's we pick up and he's in this Stark internship program. He's basically acting kind of like the policeman for his neighborhood.
Yeah. And that was Tony Stark. Like, why don't you just It was so funny. I'm like, can't you just be like a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, which is literally what he's called in all the comic mm-hmm. books. You're a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, you know? I thought that was funny. He's not really doing anything for Stark. In case you're listening to this going, what internship? It's just a label.
It's just what he's saying because, you know, basically the reality he reveals to his mom is the reality reveals to everyone else. His aunt. Sorry, I keep saying
mom
his mom.
Is
his
very aunt. Dead.
Very dead.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like Tony wants him to do these smaller, you know, local hero tasks.
Get your training wheels on, kid.
I mean, he doesn't know that he like later finds out there's
that
some
he literally has his training wheels
that
on.
It's called like the training wheels.
The training program.
Yeah, yeah.
Protocol. Training protocol.
When he overrides. By the way, there's like so many things he's supposed to learn with his new suit, which is a pretty badass suit.
The suit has like hundreds of ways to shoot spider web.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know about any of this. Anywho. So Parker's like involved. He's an academic decathlon kid.
He's a nerd.
Love it so much.
But he quits.
And he's like, I have to focus on my obligations to my Stark internship program. Anyways, so he goes out at night and does like vigilante shit.
Spider-Man's around, but he's like, oh, I have to focus on this internship. By the way, his decathlon team very upset. He's obviously a very smart guy.
Yeah, very smart guy.
So there's
some crushes with the girls on the team.
Oh yeah.
There's some love interests perhaps. But here's where it kicks off. Peter Parker picked a pack of pickled peppers. He witnessed a goon squad, if you will, robbing an ATM across the street from his favorite corner store.
Yeah, his favorite bodega. It's got a cat. They get the sandwich he likes. They set up a quick shot of like very clearly he visits this bodega a lot.
Yeah, he walks in. It's his Cheers.
And he sees these guys like using super advanced weapons to like cut out the wall.
Yeah, and he's like, hey. ATM.
And he's like,
he needs to thwart their attempt to rob this place.
Yeah.
So he goes in there.
Does
his thing.
I'm going to get you. I'm Spider-Man.
Gets them.
Fucking chaos.
Stops.
Stops the bank robbery. But in that action, their crazy, powerful, whatever gun that like cuts through shit.
Levels the bodega across the street.
There's like an explosion of fire. He manages to get
the guy who owns the bodega and the cat. Thank God.
Nice. Out, but it's like,
but at this point he's like, oh shit, these are some big fucking guns these dudes have. These aren't normal bad guy weapons. These things were like throwing him around the room. So he's like, something's amiss.
Yeah. So he's like, first of all, trying to like get in touch with Stark and
can't get in touch with him. Calling Happy constantly. And he's like, hey, can you let Tony Stark know that I'm available? Oh, and also, this bank robbery just happened and these guys had some guns that were pretty fucking wild.
Oh, by the way, on his way back from the bank robbery, because nobody knows his identity, he gets home. His Aunt May is like, he sneaks in his window.
Crawls across the ceiling.
Very impressive. Shuts the door slowly. Takes off his Spider-Man costume only to find that his best friend Ned is standing in the room. And he's like, what the fuck? So now nosy
Ned's like,
Ned.
Oh my God, I'm going to tell everyone. And he's like, you're not going to tell anyone.
And Ned's only thought is like, but we're going to get so much pussy if people know you're Spider-Man. He doesn't say that. We know what he's thinking.
People will think
we're cool. He's like, no, girls will go down on us because you're Spider-Man and I'm your friend. Spidey friend. Yeah.
In any case.
Spider-Man, okay, so Peter is like on the hunt for tracking down these guys.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he sees a weapons deal going down out of a trunk of a car, very New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to sell, it's like these two guys who are trying to sell a local criminal, mm-hmm. like who's obviously looking for like a handgun. They're like pitching him these fucking crazy, insane weapons. And Parker recognizes them. And, mm-hmm. like,
and Aaron Davis doesn't want anything to do with it, which is played by, what's his face?
Donald Glover. His name's not super important, but that's the guy that's a criminal's name. He's like, dude, I don't want your fucking weird,
crazy ass fucking weapons. Guns. Yeah.
Like, I just need like a little,
a gun.
He's trying to like stick up a corner store. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not trying to like kill a whole city. So this becomes another fight scene of Parker being like, oh, I got to get here and save him. But
Parker does get there to save him. But at that moment, Tombs, who has his wings, he has these.
Yeah, we had seen them before when they initially go into this like weapons underground thing. It shows them like creating weapons. So Tombs, the guy who, of course, was originally just the contractor who lost his cleanup thing,
is now an arms dealer.
Yeah, anybody. Peter Parker shows up to like beat up these guys and take the guns. And then out comes Tombs in this fucking crazy, these just crazy wings and like picks Spider-Man up like he's a little spider and tosses him into a fucking lake. He hits this button on Spider-Man's thing and it lets a parachute out.
Yeah.
Then he drops Spider-Man from the sky, but because he's on top of the parachute, he just plummets and it doesn't
catch
him.
And then he gets wrapped up in it.
And it looks like he's going to drown.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
Yep.
And
guess who fucking swoops in? Daddy.
Of course. I mean, as soon as they like, because they show Tony Stark at the beginning.
You know Tony's going to be there.
You know he's part of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So he fucking hauls him out. And is like, don't fucking mess with these people. Yeah. Don't mess with anyone. Focus on your work.
Yeah.
Stop. You're not fucking equipped for this. Quit trying to play with the big boys, basically. And on that note, we're going to see if we'll play with the big boys. But first, we're going to take a big girl break. How about that?
Love it.
All right, we're back. We left off. Tony Stark had just rescued Peter Parker from nearly drowning, which made Peter Parker aware that there's a tracker in his suit. Not fucking happy about that because he's trying to keep on spying on people. By the way, Tombs, he like flies back to his facility and he's talking to these two arms dealer guys. And one of them's like, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. It's fucking crazy. And he
accidentally kills the dude. He vaporizes his fucking body.
Yeah, he turns him into ashes. And he's like, oh, I thought that was the gun that was going to like pick him up and move him, the anti-gravity gun. And he's like, no. So then he just turns to the second guy because it was these same two goons from the little deal we saw before. And he's like, well, you're in charge of that now. You're the new Shocker. And he's like, all right, because what are you going to do after you just watched a guy get vaporized?
Yeah.
He's like, yep, sure. I will not tell anyone.
So Parker and Ned, they find Bryce's weapon that got left behind. It was a little Chitauri. That little Chitauri thing. He's like, it's a bomb. It ends up being a bomb.
Oh.
They find a little piece of Chitauri metal that Bryce had dropped.
Yeah. And, oh, they pull it apart. There's like a power cord. It's a thing that I thought, like, where I was like, I tried Infinity's tower.
Oh, Parker had slapped a tracker on Schultz.
Oh, that's right.
And it goes off and it shows that they're in Washington, D.C., just outside of Washington, D.C. And Parker realizes...
Schultz is one of the... you're like using names. Like, but he's one of the goons.
He's a goon. But Parker realizes, oh, the decathlon for my school is taking place in D.C. I should just pretend like I'm going to do the decathlon.
So then he like fake rejoins the team, which is kind of a dick move, if we're being honest.
Kind of a dick move. Full dick move.
But whatever. And he's going to... He's going to head to D.C. with them.
I love that there's like this Indian guy in his group that just fucking talks shit to him the whole time.
He's not even in the group. He's in the school.
No. He's on the decathlon team. He's bullying Peter Parker. It's a nerd bullying another nerd.
Oh, I didn't. For some reason, I didn't put together that he was on the decathlon team. I thought that was like a sad guy.
He was on the decathlon team and he was bullying Peter Parker. A nerd was bullying a nerd. And it was just so funny to me.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, because there's a party that they go to.
Yeah.
Right after Ned found out Spider-Man. He's like, this is in the past. We're digressing. But like, yeah, he has a bully who, boy, does he make his life hell. And then Spider-Man still won't say Spider-Man, which would give him street cred. Anyway.
Okay. So they go to D.C. And while they're in D.C., Parker's like fidgeting with his suit and Ned's helping him. And they're basically... They figured out that there were basically child safety on the suit.
Yeah, so they were just trying to disable the tracker so that like fucking Tony doesn't know what's going on. But then it's like beep, boop, boop. And they unlock all these advanced features that he is not equipped to handle
yet. And Parker's like, oh, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Those are literally, it's like called the training wheels mechanism or something with training wheels. It's just really funny. Parker,
he takes his brand new suit, his newly unveiled, features on the suit. He heads to where Tombs is.
Yeah, he follows the tracker and he's like, I'm going to stop him from taking these weapons. But he gets fucked up, ends up inside the truck and...
Locked inside the truck, misses the tournament.
Will not make it to the tournament.
No bueno.
And then he discovers that the thing that they were looking at, you said this before,
is a Chitauri grenade.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, that thing's going to fucking explode. I need to get to Ned. That thing is in the backpack. I got to go fucking save my friend.
Yeah. Ned is at the decathlon. He's in the Washington Monument. With
he's in the Washington Monument. They're at the top of the obelisk.
You don't know how to say that word?
Obelisk? It feels weird.
Obelisk.
Obelisk? It just feels not right. Obelisk.
Are you having a
stroke?
An aneurysm? A brananerism? Is it aneurysm?
A banuridism?
Aneurysm?
So he's at the top of... They're at the very peak of the obelisk.
Washington Monument, which, by the way, I didn't... I'm dumb. I didn't know you could go in there.
I actually didn't know you can go in there
I thought
either.
It was just like a statue.
But one of the things I do love is that they ran out of money halfway up it.
And then
they had to wait. And then when they started rebuilding it, so the obelisk is two-tone.
I didn't never knew that. Yeah. That's... Oh, it's like... You ever seen a penis like that?
Uh-huh. All of them.
Just like... They're not all like that.
I mean,
maybe I don't pay enough attention. I've seen.
I pay so much attention. If you're
some Neapolitan,
you can see. Oh, there are some Neapolitan penises out there, but you always can tell a color difference if they're circumcised. If they're not circumcised, they're all one tone.
Why is that?
Because there's no. You wouldn't cut the flesh off. Because
I know, but I feel like sometimes halfway down the flesh under the hood
is different than the flesh outside of the hood.
Shaft is the word I'm looking for.
Oh,
sometimes I feel like it changes halfway down the shaft. Sometimes there's like a head, and then those are the Neapolitan
that's where this,
ones.
That's where the circumcision happened. When half the dick's one color and half the dick's another color, that's where the circumcision took place.
Yeah, I guess I don't really understand the mechanics of a circumcision. Because in my mind, before I saw a penis, I thought there was like something at the tip that you just cut off. And knowing what I know about how penises look, I'm like, wait, is that like lipo for a dick?
It's literally a turtleneck sweater on your dick.
I know, and I've seen.
I know, but like if you were to...
So they just like chop it down and then sew up wherever they chop?
They literally chop down the side and then chop around.
That hurt my vagina just hearing that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's different on a baby. I think you can do it different. But on an adult, you do snip along the side and then cut around the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like coming out of a suit. It's like a whole thing. Cut me out of my latex suit. I'm ready to be exposed.
There's a comedian who talks about getting an adult circumcision. And I've always wanted to ask him what his skin was like after the circumcision. Because it had always been stuck in the hood. I wanted to know what it looked like right after he got the circumcision.
Oh, right after? I wonder. Yeah. I wonder if it was like... I knew someone who had gotten adult circumcision and like the edges of the tip, like the head, you know, like the mushroom tip, were like Frankenstein-y. It was like... It was all like scar. It was very strange.
I just feel like it's the sort of thing where it's like when you're in a pool for too long and you get wrinkly fingers. I'm just wondering if the skin that's been under the hood of the uncircumcised dick is just all wrinkly when they cut it off.
Because it hasn't been exposed.
Yeah.
Every time you pull it down.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
You pull it up. I mean, you're releasing.
Not always. That's assuming your dick. If you.
You have to pull the skin back so you don't get that cheese stuff. Smegma. Smegma?
Not all guys clean their dick properly.
Not. all guys don't clean.
Not all guys clean.
Are
their
you
dicks
saying
properly.
Some men don't have good hygiene habits?
What? That's crazy.
I mean, yeah. Some people. There's a, what's like if you get a circumcision as an adult, where do you store your snacks?
It's like a kangaroo.
Just pull it down and there's a Chex Mix bowl. Chex? Listen, we've derailed. We're talking about circumcision penises when we should be talking about a movie involving high schoolers. People playing high schoolers. We're definitely not high schoolers. Anyways, the power core is in the fucking backpack.
Anywho, Parker's like, I gotta fucking get there. He beats feet there. He like hops a train, hops a bus.
Spider-Man's like, around.
Spidey's around, gets there, has to crawl up the monument.
The side of the Washington Monument.
And it's the highest he's ever climbed. It's the highest he's ever been. And he's like whole, freaking out. He gets
and it's
to the
a
top.
Government thing. So there's a fucking.
So all of a sudden the government's, get off the building.
He gets
to
the
you
top.
You need to remove yourself from the. And then he does this thing where he catapults himself.
Well, he first is trying to open a window. Yeah, and his suit is like, that's 4-inch. Bulletproof.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to need a hell of a lot more pressure than
so
that.
So he has put spider string and he like swings back.
Yeah.
And he's trying to hit it, but it's not budging. And then when this helicopter comes and they're like, we will shoot at you.
Parker is like, I got an idea. And then he throws himself over the helicopter.
Like
with his spidey, with his spider
around
web,
it.
Twists around it and basically catapults himself into the window and he knocks it open and he goes in and just in the nick of time. By the way, the bomb had already in the...
It explodes.
It already exploded.
And they're like, they've got an elevator shaft that is going to like drop.
Yeah, they're going to drop in like the shaft. Big, and Parker gets in and saves it just in time and is able to get out a bunch of people. But then there are some people left inside. Anyways, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, Parker saves the day.
I love it. Blah, 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 through the biggest action in the movie thus far.
I know, but I don't know how to... And so then he's fighting and then the webs come out.
Wait,
and
no, you know what's crazy too is like watching this scene, I was like... Oh, like it feels like this is the finale and it's not.
It's not.
That's
so, by
what's
the way,
crazy.
Parker's crush, Liz, who's on the decathlon team with him. She is one of the people in the elevator who he literally saves like by hand.
Yeah.
Like she's falling and he like reaches his hand out for her. And this is as Spider-Man, by the way, reaches his hand out for her, gets her up. You know, they're able to pull her in. Everything's okay.
But like he missed the whole decathlon.
Yeah,
which
missed
is,
the whole decathlon.
And then suddenly appears.
And then suddenly appears and they're like, Peter, where were you? And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, because he did this all as Spider-Man. So he doesn't know that, you know, she doesn't know.
They don't know that. Yeah, anywho.
Ned knows,
so
but nobody knows.
Parker goes back to New York and he confronts that Davis guy who is played by Childish Gambino.
Oh, yeah, Donald Glover. And he's like, who the fuck is this guy? And he's like, I don't know, but I don't know where his location is, but I know where he's going to be. So he's aware of another deal going on.
So Parker gets there, foils the deal.
On the Staten Island ferry.
Blows up the Staten Island fight.
Oh,
island.
This is crazy. So like there's someone hidden in a fucking car and there's another arms deal going on this huge ferry, which we've never been on a ferry boat. They're like a Greyhound bus for the water. They're not very fun. But like you can drive your car on for the Staten Island one. If you're like moving to Staten Island, you drive your car off and voila.
A weapon that was somehow lost, you know, during the skerfuffle when Toombs loses, blows up the ferry and basically cuts it in half.
Cuts it in half.
And then Parker tries sewing it up with his web stuff to like keep it together, which I am not understanding. I do not understand the logistics of a boat. Like if a bottom of the boat has an open chamber and water can rush in, that would pull it down. What are you holding it together for?
Well, because when it started splitting from the top. So for a moment, the bottom was still closed.
Yeah.
And so he looks with his suit that's all Iron Man fancy, and it shows him all these, like, not pressure points, but, like...
Where he can go to pull it together.
The points to where you would want to connect it. Yeah. So he does back and forth, put string. I love
weaving
the, like,
it together.
Big fat guy who's like, all right, Spider-Man! And then it breaks. Like, it's not...
But I love that. Oh, first it goes, his suit lets him know. The suit's like, you did 98% of a job.
Yeah,
good job.
You're like, Peter,
98% success rate or something. And then all of a sudden it goes.
And it's like, oh, you had to be 100% successful.
And now shit is just hitting the fan. It's no bueno.
It's
and
like,
then,
it's a hellscape. A fucking giant fairy splitting
in
half. Who
swoops in?
Who could it be? Who could possibly show up at this time?
Who could save the day?
Who could come in? And fix what
it's
the fuck
Papa.
Is broken.
It's Papa Stark.
Iron Man shows up. And by the way, his suit, you know, like we think Peter's suit is cool, shooting strings for every hole. Iron Man can weld, apparently.
He's a traveling welder.
He just like...
By the way, did underwater welding. Welded that whole boat back together.
That, the technology of the Iron Man suit today is still...
astounding.
So fucking impressive. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. And then he's like, you're fucking done. He basically grounds Peter from
being...
and
takes away his suit.
So now taking Parker, the suit, you're not... You, the internship's done.
Peter Parker is back to his pajama suit.
Yeah, his... really pathetic
pajama suit.
Pajama suit.
So Parker goes to high school.
He's like just back to being normal. And he's like,
homecoming's happening. And he's like,
Spider-Man homecoming.
I need to ask Liz. So he asks Liz and she says, Jis.
Yeah. Liz, gorgeous. He's had a crush on her forever.
And he's like, all right, I'll come to your house tonight.
Even though she's mad that he missed the decathlon. But he's got to pick her up. It's very classic. Show up, meet the parents. He shows up. Knocks on the door of Liz's house.
And guess who fucking answers?
Toomes. Her dad is fucking Toomes. This evil cartoonish road cleaning villain is fucking some hot black lady. And now he's got a hot mixed daughter.
Oh, she's stunning too. Stunning.
And it's he's like, hey, nice to meet you. There's very much a moment of, does he know? It's because like Spider-Man is always wearing a mask. You see it in Peter's face.
He ultimately figures it out based on all the little details that Liz has given him, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that like, oh, we were at the decathlon, but like Peter...
disappeared. We didn't know where he was, blah, blah, blah.
We saw him later. But then this happened. Like, oh, you weren't in there. Like,
So here's... they arrive at the homecoming and Toomes is like, hey, honey, why don't you go on inside and have a little talk with your friend Peter here?
Yeah, who, by the way, had already been like, I feel like I've heard your... have we met before? I feel like I've heard your voice. I know that voice. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about because Spider-Man... mm-hmm. He never bothered to change his voice.
Yeah, not at all. No modifications. He's like, hey.
So she goes in and he does, you know, he takes the classic don't fuck with my daughter thing.
Mm-hmm.
Way
like that's going to do anything. And then Peter pulls a fucking slick move and he leaves his phone in the car.
Yeah. He's like, he just tells Peter, like he kind of gives him an out. Mm-hmm. Honestly, he goes, don't ever fuck with me again.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine. Got it.
Peter's like, nope. So he figures out, Peter goes into the dance and he's like, oh, I know what he's going to fucking do.
Yeah.
He's going to try and get this plane that's going from the Avengers Tower that's heading to...
the new headquarters.
The new headquarters.
Because Tony was moving. That's when Tony was moving the headquarters to upstate.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, he's going to go try to take the plane because the plane has weapons on it. And then he's like, well, I got to fucking handle this. And he slips in something a little bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And then as he's bursting outside, he runs into Schultz.
Who is the Shocker, which I thought was so funny. Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. That was so goddamn funny.
So he's got his suit with his fucking fancy thing.
And then Parker, because he's in his old shitty suit.
All he has is
it's a portable web shooter. And that gets knocked away from him. And guess who fucking saves the day?
Ned.
Fucking Butterball Ned.
Dorky Ned saves the day.
Grabs the Spidey shooty and shoots Schultz and pins him onto a bus. So now he's spidered up on the bus. And, you know, Peter Parker's like, oh, Ned, you're the best. I gotta go.
Yeah. And he takes off in his literal pajamas.
Takes off in his pajamas and follows the tracker to where it's going.
Yeah. So he gets to Toomes' headquarters. Toomes is there. It's confrontation time.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's about to get crazy. We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. Shit's about to collapse.
Literally, Peter Parker's there. Toomes starts shooting. He's like slicing the top of columns around him in this building. And Spider-Man's like,
You're missing me or something. I can't remember. He was like getting fucking cocky about it.
Yeah, because Spider-Man's like jumping around. He's like, oh, I wasn't trying to hit you. He slices the last beam and then it becomes very apparent that the entire ceiling's about to, it's collapsing on him. Mm-hmm. It's literally crushes Peter.
Yep. Peter's now smooshed.
I mean, when you want to talk about good acting, this scene
was, he was, I mean, wild how good that was.
Yeah. Like I was like emotionally feeling like this is really like what a person trapped under a collapsed building would be like. It was heavy. I felt really heavy in that scene.
What's wild is that he's trapped. And I'm like, there's no way this kid is getting out of this. Like, I just don't see how he could possibly get out of it. And then he has this moment that he flashed back to.
He sees his mask, by the way, just out of his reach. And it's like reflecting in like water or something.
Something. But he remembers this thing that Tony Stark had said to him. And I always love like a good Tony Starkism where he's like, your suit isn't what makes you powerful.
If you need the suit to be powerful, you don't deserve.
Yeah, you don't deserve it.
To be an Avenger. You don't deserve to have the suit.
And so he just fucking digs deep as fuck.
He finds that mama bear, my kid's being crushed by a car, and I can lift it with my one arm strength.
Lift it with just my clit.
And he's like, come on. He goes, come on, Spider-Man. Come on, Spider-Man. That's what I'm going to do when I'm working out now. I'm like, come on, Spider-Man.
If you had a superhero, what would you want to name her?
Super bitch. Super bitch. I don't know.
But people just kept calling you super itch, and you're just like a person with a lot of allergies.
Why do all of your superheroes have allergies?
Because
it's not a superhero ability.
My superhero is IBS.
It's a weakness. Your superhero is IBS?
My superhero character is going to be called IBS.
IBS in the race for the toilet.
So he manages
to somehow find the inner strength to get out.
As he's getting out, Toomes is about to take off on his vulture mobile, his wings that he attaches himself into.
The wings of a satanic angel.
Peter Parker binds himself to it with some spidey web. And so he is now just flailing through the air. And he's getting higher and higher and higher. And then Toomes gets to the Avengers plane to get the weapons. Long story short, gets inside. There's this whole thing open, and his effort to steal from the plane are thwarted by
Spider-Man. Yeah, there's like a crazy fight scene. Peter manages to safely crash the plane. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still objectively a crash.
Safely crash the plane, but then he continues to keep fighting with Toomes, and then Toomes is about to get away, and Parker realizes that his suit's about to explode, and he's literally screaming for him. He's like, your suit is going to explode.
Yeah, because why?
I think just a malfunction had happened.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember like what the thing was.
I don't know if it was because of like the technology was bad or it had endured like so much.
But it explodes.
Oh, Toomes' name is Vulture, by the way.
Oh. That's so funny that like I didn't.
I never.
I was like, he's obviously got a villain name, but I don't know if we covered it or they covered it. And then Tony just going like, you know, don't mess with these vultures is like, oh, it's literally his name is Vulture.
Yeah.
Well, we're the worst. Man, the Vulture. Imagine.
The Vulture.
There's all these other Dr. Octagon and the Vulture. You just scavenge.
What I loved about the scene where once his suit explodes, Peter Parker saves his life, pulls him out of where he is.
He pulls him out. He's alive. He can barely move, but he's like, you're alive. Okay, I know you're alive. Now I'm going to leave you for the police.
Yeah. And at one point, we forgot to mention this earlier, when he and Toomes were having a discussion and he's like, listen, I know you saved my daughter's life. So he recognizes that what Peter Parker did was save his daughter's life.
Yeah.
So these guys have this emotional connection where Peter not only saved his daughter's life, but he just saved his life.
So I think maybe that's why he gave him the opportunity to just walk away initially. Yeah. That he's like, I don't want to do this to you. Because at the end of the day, the Vulture is a villain. But like, this all started because some big contract job was taken away from him.
Yeah,
because
he got fucked over.
He's trying to feed his family.
Yeah.
And
he's a villain that you like understand. And I think those are all the best villains. The villains where you're like, you feel for them a little
that you go like, this guy's just trying to feed his family.
Yeah, he just really fucking
loves
his family.
And it's like his daughter's a senior. He wants her to be able to go to college because she's very smart, but it seems like they're a very working class family.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton again, by the way. Watched it on his 70th birthday. Incredible actor.
So Peter leaves him to be arrested, and then Tony's crew finds out, basically, that Peter Parker crushed it, basically.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait. Yeah, so Toomes ends up getting arrested. And Liz is going to have to move.
Yep. Liz is going to have to move. She's really upset. He tries to apologize for her for bailing because he left her at the homecoming.
Oh, yeah. Because that's right. Because it had been homecoming. She got out. He came in and like immediately left.
Yeah. She's like, what did my dad say to you? And he's like, I have to go. So she doesn't understand why he was so weird, whatever. But then...
And that's when Stark gets word of what happened. And he's like, all right.
All right, it's time. We're inviting you to be a full-time Avenger.
Which...
Parker declines.
Because of Sony Pictures, we think. He can't really be in it. It's such a fucked... So this was Sony Pictures, and they like extended... Disney Sony extended Iron Man's contract to like allow him in this one movie.
Yeah.
But this remained a Sony Pictures thing. And he goes, no thanks, which is fucking wild.
He says, no thanks. And then Peter's like, oh, that was just a test, right? You don't even have a press conference going on in there. He's like, no. He's like, yeah, it was a test. You passed. Cool. And then it is revealed that he did have a press conference ready to announce that Peter Parker was part of, or Spider-Man was part of the Avengers universe. But
Pepper Potts comes out. She's like, what the fuck? There's so much fucking press in there. What are we going
to
do?
And so he decides to make it about their engagement. He proposes
because there's...
Why not?
A TV, which I guess, I mean, do you think she's like, oh, was it all an elaborate scheme for the proposal?
I don't know.
And he's like, yeah, no, he... It was all part of the... We don't even talk to Spider-Man.
Yeah. And then he gets home and he finds on his bed that...
Spider-Man, not Tony.
Spider-Man gets home and finds out that Tony Stark had gave him his suit back.
Yeah, and he puts it on just as Aunt May walks in and catches
And Aunt
him.
May is like, "The fuck?
What in the fuck? Skirt!" So this is like, all right, that's the movie. Now Aunt May knows.
Mm-hmm.
Cards are on the table.
Cut to mid-credit scenes.
There's a guy confronting Tombs in prison.
And he's like, I heard you know who Spider-Man is. You're going to tell us?
So Tombs was someone, we saw him at some point. He was the bank. Yeah. He was in the bank robbery group.
Yeah.
Not Tombs. The
McGargan.
MacGargan.
McGargan.
Gargamel. This is one of the bankers who got put away earlier by Spider-Man. And he's like, oh, I heard you know who he is. And Tombs is like, nope, I don't know who he is.
McGargan.
And is just like on his way out.
Yeah, he knows, but he's like, he goes, you think he'd still be alive if I knew who he was? And it's like, somebody's got a soft spot.
Yeah,
for the man.
And that's interesting in telling about that character as well. That you go like, okay, he really was that. He had that little nugget of, he's just trying to fucking make a living. And then I like the post-credit scene, which we didn't mention this, but throughout the whole movie, there's these clips that like the gym teacher keeps playing.
Yeah, of Captain America doing PSAs.
Yeah, just like, stay in school, kids. Here's
Don't
how you do this.
Don't do drugs.
So you're in detention.
And then he does one. It's a service announcement of him being like, the most valuable trait a soldier or student can have is patience. Sometimes patience is the key to victory. Sometimes it leads you to very little. It seems like it's not worth it.
And you wonder why you waited so long for something so disappointing, which... is really funny because he's talking about the movie and he's talking about like, be patient with the next one coming out. But it's also like, sometimes you put, it's so funny inside
baseball
franchise of him going, you know, sometimes you really build up something, which I don't know the timeline between Guardians and this, or I guess even more importantly, Captain America Civil War, what the like actual timeline was like when those came out.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if it was such a big deal. Cause at the time, I don't remember. It was such a big deal and it was delayed with them trying to come to a negotiation of how to have Spider-Man be more in the Avengers. And Sony just wouldn't fucking... Was that before Sony had all those emails leaked? I hope Sony's fucking tanking just because this didn't work. No, I don't know.
It's really
annoying
to me.
They're not going to. They're fine. But... all in all, great movie. It's kind of a bummer to think like, oh, we're not really going to get to see him.
Yeah.
He's as not much really as we'd all like.
Of, yeah.
We will find out if, you know, the yet to arrive to us Far From Home will be the end of Tom Holland's run as Spider-Man. I mean, eventually he's got to get too old to be the character.
I love that Sony is just ruining this for everyone.
Yeah. Sony, you fucking suck. They underpaid Jennifer Lawrence in Hunger Games. They have bad emails and... they won't relinquish Spider-Man to where he truly belongs.
In the Marvel Universe at Disney.
What did you think of this one weighed up against? I mean, this was
a
brand new character movie.
Spider-Man's one of my favorite characters. Tombs was amazing. I'd never met that character. What a fun character.
I mean, Michael Keaton's always great. He's always going to be great. I'm excited because our next movie is my favorite. Maybe my favorite in the franchise, but it's miles above all the other Thors. It's Thor. Ragnarok.
Awesome. And then Black Panther.
Yeah.
And then Avengers Infinity War. Jesus, we are making our way through, you guys.
Yeah, we only have a couple weeks left of phase three.
Crazy.
And then, of course, we'll do Black Widow and we'll do Shang-Chi. I don't know. I think we're going to do Wanda and et cetera, et cetera. But we're really fired through it. You're going to love it. Have you seen Thor Ragnarok?
No. I'm very excited.
You're going to love it. It's so funny. Excited. I saw Thor Ragnarok before I'd seen either of the other Thors. So I had much higher hopes when I watched those and they were not what Ragnarok was. So you're going to love it. Have you seen Black Panther?
Yes.
Man.
Love me some Black Panther.
Me too. Listen, if you want to watch these movies with us, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Join our second tier and higher comes to all our movie watches. Also, we're planning a fucking trip to Universal Studios, which has a whole comic book world. Marvel-centric. There's a Spider-Man ride. There's a whole thing. You only get the details if you're a patron. And of course, you get the details on that at any level. And also, if you want to support us, but you're like, I just can't afford to spend extra money right now, I get it. It's fucking crazy out there. But one way you can support us that is absolutely free is to go leave a rating and a review wherever you're listening to this. Follow us at Two Filthy Nerds, wherever you like to follow things. We're on all of the things except TikTok. Fuck that. It's too much work. And join our Facebook group. See some funny comic book and nerd-related memes. Fellowship of the Filthy Nerds. Follow me at JMS Comedy. Follow Nicole at Nicole Amy.
We love you guys.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.